if this happened to Obama instead of to me, you know what? Everybody would be in jail for years already, for years. It's a disgraceful thing. We caught him in the act, Maria. It's a beautiful thing. And every day we're seeing more and more information come out. We caught him.
President Trump has been on fire, said something we have never heard about Hillary. We're going to see that. J6 is on the docket, big time. We're going to talk about that. Biden is slowly being removed by the mainstream media. We are getting hit with all kinds of drops from Scavino. The world seems to be out of control, yet many of us know it seems to be unraveling for the enemy. Boy, are we going to catch a lot of that today. It's going to be pretty exciting. Hang in there.
About the election. The election was rigged. I mean, he spoke, and there's so much evidence. We're going to show you things that nobody believed, but it was a rigged election. But so they asked Ron DeSanctimonious, and he said, I have no comment.
We're going to show you things. Yeah, we'll talk about that another time, right? We're going to show you things you won't believe. How are they going to show it to us? When are they going to show it to us? Well, I think they're doing it every day right now. When he gave his speech, Trump spoke about watermarked ballots. That's right, those ballots that used in 2020 that cannot be used in any other way. When you do the scanning of them, you know which ballots are real and which ones were printed from China. He also mentioned that Hillary is gone now. Is that clip this one? Let me see.
And crooked Joe Biden's banana republic ends on November 5th, 2024. It's a banana republic.
Nope, that's not the one. I thought I had it queued up and ready to go. Interesting that I didn't have that clip, but I do have this one, Matt Gaetz, and I'll show you Hillary's in a minute.
Republican Party to the actual Republicans! For too many years, the Republican Party was controlled opposition, amnesty for illegal immigrants, intervention overseas, and selling out to corporate America drove the agenda. Well, those days are over. The Make America Great Again movement is ascendant. Mike Johnson is House Speaker, and Donald John Trump will be the next President of the United States.
Oh, yeah. And the crowd went wild. Absolutely wild. Let's see, right about here.
We'll be the next president of the United States. And I'm not going anywhere. To my doubters, I have this.
Pretty exciting. He seems to know something. I don't know. And let's see, nothing could stop what's coming. Pretty spicy, I'd say, says Fletch 17. I believe it's going to get more so shortly because he even mentioned after this on the 10/30, the October 30 Delta post of Hill Dog being arrested, right? Isn't that something? Trump has never said she was gone until tonight. So I happened to find the clip. Here it is.
Hillary's sort of gone now. So, and, you know, I know what you mean. Hillary's sort of gone now, so. And, you know, I know what you mean.
Hillary. So, Joe Rambo, awesome. I'll just leave that one right there. Yeah. All those body doubles and more. I mean, we've just been seeing him just lavish and enjoy all of this exposure of things that we've been seeing play out every single day lately. D.C. Drano, D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals suspends Trump's gag order in the J6 criminal case, overruling Judge Chukan. So the issue will be argued on November 20th. Trump can now speak freely and publicly defend himself once again. Every delay is a win. Every time Trump gets more free speech to defend himself is a win. Every time Obama-appointed Judge Chukan gets reversed is a win. And the D.C. Circuit may reinstate the gag order after oral arguments, but for the next 3 weeks, this next 3 weeks, President Trump regains his rights. Huh. So then we have another thing I think happening today is actually he gets to go on the stand and defend himself. I think that's happening today. I thought I saw that. Another thing with President Trump in a picture here, you'll see Dan Scavino Jr. has just been posting like crazy. You'll notice the gas prices for one. I mean, that's what a lot of folks notice is look at how cheap the gas was in that time. But there's another thing that seems to be something that many have been pointing out on this particular drop that he had. And I think it's pretty interesting. Let's see if I can pull up some more that he had. One of them is, if you look in that corner, bottom left corner, it says in 24 hours. Why would he post something like that? Yeah. Other things that he posted, let's see, I'll bring them over, just kind of show you because they're fun. This one right here, if I went to my iPhone in 2024, you open your phone and you see this in 2024, and I think this is really cool. Check this out. For now. I thought it was going to be like a wedding shot and they show President Trump. Everybody's just crying. Like, oh, look at that. Everything's coming back. Low gas prices, America first and more. And so if you scroll through, he's got videos playing and I've showed you different videos. He even has a Merry Christmas one. I thought was pretty cool.
Everybody has a good time with Christmas. It's true. By the way, Merry Christmas.
You're here where you should be. Snow is falling as the carolers sang. It just wasn't the same. Alone on Christmas Day. Presents, what a beautiful sight. Don't need a thing if you ain't holding me tight. You're all that I need.
Anyway, so he's got this song and it plays for a while, so we won't keep it going too long. It's just a lot of just smiling and fun and enjoy. I mean, these guys used to love President Trump on The View, the witch's coven. Look how they used to love him before. And this is Dan Scavino's post, too.
Joy, he said the guy wears a tube.
He says that it's his own hair. So I believe him because I believe Donald. He's an upstanding American.
Yeah.
But America doesn't believe him. We've gotten, you know, a letter poured in yesterday. I'm asking, is that really his hair? Oh, my God.
It's real.
It's not very pretty, but it's real.
How did it feel like when they really attack you and they do a hair job?
Really,
your daughter was in the
hair audience. Excuse me, you attack my hair all the time. I got used to you were worse than they were.
I stopped.
No, you were worse than they were.
And you know what, Barbara? You know what? Look,
it's real.
It's really mine. You know, it's
like real. Come on, baby. Together over the years.
So they used to love him until they got their orders to change. So that was another post from Dan Scavino Jr., the love before the politics, the picture of the gas station. And he's just been having a lot of fun lately. You guys remember this one? So all this with, if the election were held today, former President Donald Trump would easily beat President Joe Biden with over 300 electoral votes, according to a new swing state poll from the New York Times and Siena College. Uh-oh. So that's cause for celebration, of course. And what else did we have here? Just more. Yeah, there's the poll. CBS News poll, Trump 51%, Biden 48% plus three. I always think that they manipulate those numbers and more. So anyway, I thought I'd just get some, you know, some kudos out to Dan Scavino, who's always posting those type of things for us to see. And then it makes you wonder, well, if Biden's not doing so hot, how would the mainstream media handle this? Here we go.
Here's the deal. Perception is reality. And so when you look at the data that was provided in this poll, it talks about how people feel. And when people decide whether they're going to the poll or whether they're not going to the poll, it's all about how you feel in that moment. And so while the facts may not align with their feelings are dictating their reality. Their reality is that they said that they feel better or they felt better when Trump was in office. But we've been trying to push back. We've got some very popular African-American artists that are out here saying things like, oh, I got checks when Trump was in office. I want those checks again, not understanding that that really came from Congress. Mm-hmm. So we've got a couple of things, the perception issue, and then we also have an issue as it relates to civics in this country and people not understanding exactly how any of this works.
Because you know it all, right? Democrat Jasmine Crockett says Biden's drop in support among Black Americans because feelings are dictating their reality. They aren't understanding exactly how any of this works. They're losing their mind. They can't handle the fact that he just keeps dropping one day after another. They're just having a hard time with it, folks. And oh yeah, one more thing I wanted to show you from Dan Scavino Jr. This post right here. Look how fast this jet goes through. 2 seconds. Oh yeah. And then when you go into the below that and you click and you see what folks are posting, they say that the video is 1 second long. Well, you know what 1 second post number one says? Hillary Clinton will be arrested. Oh, I mean, it gives a different date. HRC extradition already in motion, effective yesterday with several countries in case of cross-border run. Passport approved to be flagged. Effective October 30 at 12:01 a.m. Oh, expect massive riots organized in defiance and others fleeing the U.S. to occur. Huh. He's never posted a one-second video before. Ever. Kind of interesting. Anybody else catch those things? Some folks think that it was it was actually under a 2 minute video too. Could have saw some other things going on, but I tell you what, the things that just keep adding up just baffle our mind day in and day out. And it is exciting to see. I've got a lot more to share with you about the mainstream media and their thoughts on Biden. Some great comms out of from General Flynn. Some things going on with J6 I'm going to show you here in a moment. First of all, I wanted to make sure you guys knew you can reach us by going to andweknow.com. There's actually a contact part of the website. You can send us an email. You can also send us pictures of you wearing the merch through that contact site. And you can also become a fellow member. You can look it up and see how it works. It's absolutely amazing. We also, if you go there, have our merch, our fall favorites. We've got all kinds of goodies there. If you head over to that place, also you'll see my book, Autobiography, worked on it for a long, long time. And I hope that you guys would read that and just learn more about my journey, getting to And We Know, and more. And if you'll see all of this with the truth, Fall in Love with the Truth. You get the fall bundles, the candles, and so much more. And of course, you guys got to have the hoodies or the sweatshirts. I mean, look at all the different colors that they have on your screen. Absolutely amazing. There's so many to choose from. And we hope that you guys take advantage of that and enjoy all of the gear that we have available for you and more. So here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
And now I can say things that normally, out of respect for the presidency, I would never have said things like I can say now, because they've broken the veil. And when you break the veil, I'm allowed to do what I have to do. And he's the most corrupt president we've ever had.
As I pointed out in my papers, numerous references to the election being lost by Donald Trump. In fact, in the introduction, the state says that not only did Trump lose Georgia, but he and the other defendants charged refused to accept that Trump lost. Well, what happens if we show that Trump won? And all the there's three things that could happen. Number one, if Trump won, there are no false statements. The indictment goes away.
Same day voting, paper ballots. You know, they make a special paper that's almost impossible to forge. It's great. Watermark. Paper ballots. And voter ID. It's so good. And it's so easy. And you save a lot of money.
Yeah. So, with all of this exposure and more, here's that clip that I have showing the mainstream media freaking out because of Biden.
This is probably going to lead to a lot of Democrats increasing the chatter that Joe Biden should step aside and make room for another Democrat.
And I think the problem that Democrats have is they don't know who that Democrat would be right now. I don't think that people look at Kamala Harris and feel like she is ready to take that step forward. They look across the rest of the party, governors, senators, mayors, House members, and they're struggling to figure out who they could put up if it's not Joe Biden. And so I think the reality is Democrats are probably going to run Joe Biden.
This is probably going to lead to a lot.
They're struggling to find anybody better than Biden. What a joke. Oh my goodness. Maybe somebody that can actually walk up the steps without falling. Maybe somebody who hasn't made any deals behind closed doors to basically steal everyone's money and lie to us day in and day out and be exposed at so many levels. Well, let's see. Maybe even President Trump exposed him and his crimes.
Crooked Joe stood on the debate stage and said, I quote, "I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life." I mean, that's one of the greatest lies in history, right?
I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life.
And he said no one in his family had ever taken or made any money from China. Well, he's better off if he puts it just China, because how about all the others? But China was a big payer to them. Now we have pictures of the checks deposited directly into his account. He just lies. Listen, the other day they were talking about truckers. He said he was a trucker.
And I was driving, going through Shiloh, Ohio. Swear to God, true story.
No, he said he was an airline pilot. Then they were talking about tractor operators.
I used to drive a tractor trailer.
Oh, awesome.
And so I know a little bit about driving big trucks.
But probably his biggest sin of all, to all of those that like sports and love golf and everything, he said he was a 6-handicap golfer.
I plan on being a PGA.
Now, I have to tell you, you don't know many of you about golf, but 6-handicap's a pretty good golfer. You know, they're percentage-wise not many. And I watched him take a swing. He's not a 6, he's not a 25, and he's not a 36. You know, 36 is the max. He doesn't qualify for any handicap. No, it's just a lie. Everything's a lie.
The border is closed. The border is secure.
All of the intelligence agencies agree unanimously that this was not a bioweapon. Everybody agrees with that, no matter what your prior thoughts were. Everybody agrees with that.
Obviously, the biggest issue in the world right now is assistance for Ukraine.
We are stronger economically than we have been in history.
Have you had personal contact with anybody at the Baltimore field office on the Hunter Biden matter?
No. Are you protecting the Bidens?
Absolutely not.
There was an attack carried out on January 6th, and a hitman sent them.
Did anyone from the federal government direct you to be here at the Peace Circle at this time?
No.
Going from the FBI?
No.
Oathkeepers?
No.
We've won with the most votes ever cast on presidential ticket in the history of the nation. I must admit, it surprised me.
Don't listen to journalists. Don't listen to the White House. Don't listen to the DOJ. Listen to Donald Trump.
Everything's a lie. The whole thing is a lie.
The whole election was a lie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we get it played out all the time in Ultra MAGA Party. Man, they do a great job putting those together, don't they? Very, very good. And also, Scotty always putting these clips together for us, trying to line things up, letting us know that reminder. My next piece is called Nothing Can Stop What's Coming. Today, someone tried for J6, got 6 years. 6 years. 6 years put away. For not being violent, but because there was an anticipation that they may have been violent. That's as, by definition, an alleged thought crime. Did they use Bill Barr's pre-crime memorandum from 2019? Helen equals light, recompense, the dispensation, the end times, outwitting tomorrow, the harvest, ascension, the great awakening. The end won't be for everyone. Each of us have free will. Many, many have already made their choice. When you worship money and harm those who love you, you will fail in all of your endeavors, says Chaos Coordinator. Also, it's because, so I'm going to go through right about here. How much of that cash comes back to Congress through laundered channels as campaign contributions? That would be the Biden admin. They gave Afghanistan $11 billion since its disastrous withdrawal decisions murdered 13 U.S. soldiers. Afghanistan has no formal banking system, so we fly in $10 million plus a week in cash. Biden hands it to the U.N. there. Nothing bad could happen with this, says Cash Patel. How much comes back to campaign contributions? And I think that's a great point, says Spooked Blog, because we know that FTX sent it off to Zelensky. Zelensky sends it back to the campaign contributions in America. Oh, yeah. After the 6th January debacle, I'd say it's time to move Congress into the D.C. prison so they can experience what the jail protesters have endured. Why has Congress ignored the plight of these citizens? Yeah, why? What are they doing? Congress needs to act and shut the spigot off. The money stops. Here we go. Elon Musk is saying release the tapes, calling out the feds to boot. Elon Musk said FBI says it won't release January 6th surveillance video because it would show too many undercover government agents and informants. Huh. This is insane. How many were there? I mean, just approximately. How many? Well, let's see. I'm going to show you a little clip here found if we're on Twitter sphere. You guys remember this. I put all this together right after the J6 thing, proving that they put all of us into thinking that it was real, but we, most of us, knew immediately something was very awkward going on. But here's a video taken at the Capitol January 6th. I have a question. Why would a nicely dressed man and woman be handing the so-called protesters baseball bats through the window from inside the Capitol? You see that? Handing the baseball bat off. Handing another baseball bat. Handing more wood. Let's see, what else are we going to hand them? Come here, we've got some more for you. And they just keep giving them things through the window. We caught all of that and so much more. I'm going to show you more in a minute. So every single country on earth has a deep state and corruption within their governor. Every single mainstream media outlet in the world peddles custom-made propaganda and pushes narratives from intelligence agencies. It doesn't matter what your race, religion, gender, sexual orientation, or economic statuses, we are all disposable pawns in the eyes of the establishment. They lie to us, cheat us, steal from us, and manipulate us 24/7, 365. The sooner everyone figures us out, the better off we will all be. More and more, we're seeing this play out. Get your popcorn. Trump's scheduled to take stand in his own defense. Yeah. Said he and his children are being persecuted in a political witch hunt. He reminds us of that all the time. And here's another clip from him. Here we go.
When I get back into the Oval Office, we will totally obliterate the rest of the deep state. We're going to obliterate.
Outstanding. Part of that deep state would be playing games with everyone by bringing this guy in and just, police officer. Testifies before House Committee on January 6th insurrection. Just listen to what he calls these folks for January 6th.
There was plenty of booing. A woman called us stormtroopers. Another woman who was part of the mob of terrorists laying siege to the capital of the United States, shouted traitors. I backtrack and started pulling the terrorists off my team from their backpacks and their collars. Terrorists were breaking apart the metal fencing and bike racks into individual pieces, presumably to use as weapons. Terrorists were scaling the scaffolding on both our sides, the tower that was in front of us, and attempting to breach the waist-high metal fencing that was the only barrier we had aside from ourselves. The sea of people was punctuated throughout by flags, mostly variations of American flags and Trump flags. There was Gadsden flags. It was clear the terrorists perceived themselves to be Christians. I saw the Christian flag directly to my front. Another read, Jesus is my savior, Trump is my president. I saw the thin blue line flag, a symbol of support for law enforcement, more than once being carried by the terrorists as they ignored our commands and continued to assault us. The acrid sting of CS gas or tear gas and OC spray, which is mace, hung in the air as the terrorists threw our own CS gas canisters back at us. The terrorists alternated between attempting to break our defenses and shouting at or attempting to convert us. Men alleging to be veterans told us how they had fought for this country and were fighting for it again.
So what is he talking about? When he says terrorist, you're not thinking, oh, he's talking about us, we the people. He's talking about another group who you could probably label as terrorists that dressed up as Trump supporters, were trained in pulling this whole facade off to make it look like it's Trump supporters, because we know now, based off of all the evidence over and over again, especially right after J6, when I put out a couple of videos showing over and over again how they bust them in, they changed over into Trump clothes, got the Trump flags, all these other flags he's talking about, and proceeded to cause nothing but chaos, coordinated chaos and more at the Capitol. This guy is using all the talking points that he was given, and he's reading it with force to give everyone the impression that that's not awake. Those that believe every lie that's out there from the mainstream media, make sure that they can hold on to something and call Trump supporters terrorists and call Christians terrorists. You catching it? So, remember Elon Musk brought this up. Surveillance, FBI says it won't release J6 surveillance video because it would show too many undercover government agents and informants. Now, one of the shows that I really, really just does a very professional job, you could tell it takes him months and months to put this together with his editing, Wooz News, everything wrong with the Capitol riots in 889 angles. And when he does this, let's see if I can extend this out so you can see it a little bit bigger. I wanted to play some of this for you. I've done it before. I put it in the description box below, and I've reached out to him, and it's just good work. And I just encourage you to go check out this whole video because he covers in detail what happened there. So I'm going to go to the 30th minute.
And notice Bull constantly looks in the direction.
Right about here. Let's see. Where does it get real good?
Which becomes the Pennsylvania walkway. In fact, he said Pennsylvania 19 times in his speech. Remember, we believe that Patrick is a real person who doesn't know that he's surrounded by a bunch of actors. Ash experiment, anyone? So as he enters, notice this massive group headed towards us, away from the Capitol, and in a hurry, where they'll break into pairs, find their placement marks, and faithfully stand, because they've been given instructions not to move from that spot until further notice, so that when our real folks show, they can fully envelop them. Is that Gilbert Godfrey? And now the Scriptures duo take their position and begin their bullhorn Bible-thumping rants. Get a good look at these background actors.
We are so honored that they hired us as crisis actors to come here to the Capitol, and we're going to blend in with everyone au naturel. We are going to storm the building.
Now let's cut to Angel, who's still on the east side, where they've set up a live screening of Trump's speech.
And I say this, despite all that's happened, the best is yet to come.
Over yonder on the west side, everybody's just cruising around like this is Lollapalooza or something. Might as well be. Oh, just a little boop boop, and that'll get you fake arrested. No! The hell? You can't blame these guys. They've never fake arrested somebody before. Oh, there's the cross. Yeah! Oop, they sanded it down. Well, guess not. G.I. Kayfabe, chatting it up with the cop, sees the camera on him, and starts malfunctioning. Oh, dear. What happened there? Maybe the power of Christ compelled him. So as they cross-crowd surf, why do you think they've come up here? We're just gonna spoil it for you. There are four reasons why we believe they've come up to this spot. Number one, to have all of our newcomers fill in the space behind us. Two, so they can bring out all the barricades when they push everyone back. Three, so we can buy time with our photographers before all of our real Trump supporters show in 40 minutes. Four, and most importantly, to dress the set. Meaning, this backdrop is too pristine for our photographers, and we need to get it a little bloody dingy gringy for our cameras. So let's break it down now. Now, Bull has entered the scene, and notice Karn having a little conversation. And not safe for work warning? But while you're watching Karn, you gotta watch Bull too. Now watch what Karn does. He does this little, like, thriller dance. And notice Bull constantly looks in the direction of Karn. So after Karn does his little thriller dance, Bull turns to the right. And he nods. And he bends down. And he just makes his way over to Karn. And he just stands there. And then he puts his arm around him. The story goes is that Karn is shot with a rubber bullet in the cheek, and it pisses Bull off. So let's see if it really happened. This is the impetus that Bull needs to get all riled up, because he's our stunt guy. Now let's take a look at this blood. Now the color of this blood looks completely different than this. And the spatter here doesn't really resemble a cheek wound. We've got a bottle of peroxide in the back, and they're gonna get as much fake blood in this area as possible. And then they're gonna trample through it. And now you see what we mean by dressing the set. So now Karn just nonchalantly spits the blood capsule into his bottle. Now Melina enters. She just pours water onto the wound. Notice that Karn doesn't even look to see who's doing it. He just expects it. She's the source of all the spatter, dressing the set.
Don't put water, you got caught!
And she dumps some more water on the blood. And now he squats, so Samsel and Pudge can treat him. So if you're wondering what that is, it's wound sealer. And when they do these types of drills, they would treat this like a real wound and take a good look at it. And this is what he's gonna look like later. So now he's gonna try to take it out.
No, leave it in there. Leave it in there. Leave the ball.
Now listen to what Melina says.
He needs a medic!
I am the medic. She forgot she was the medic.
He needs a medic!
Notice the radio. And unlike Biggs, not for optics. Makes you wonder why they would have wound sealer and peroxide on them. Now this footage was taken by Data, and unfortunately, this is all we have to piece together. And all of the footage that people have, there's cuts in it, with the exception of Jaden. Just checking in, does this look real? Does that look real? Getting all the pictures. And this fake cop, we'll call him Trapper. Notice his nameplate is missing, as he exaggerates a dramatic, muffled monologue. You can see Melina holds up a can of WoundSept Plus, because she's gonna disinfect him. But she doesn't. She doesn't take him anywhere. And you can see Karn tilt his blood bottle. And Chief just watches along. They're just buying time. And remember, Karn has a big photo shoot later. While Nick Quested gobbles it up with two cameras. So this cop's gonna bend down to check on Karn. Just keep spitting in that bottle. Because we're gonna use that later. And now the cop attempts to escort him. But he's intercepted by Samsung. I'm with them. Ugh. Okay, this isn't a league of their own.
Let's get ready to kayfabe.
Samsung, less fake anger and background.
Oh, I can't believe it, JR. Oh, I love Bull. He's the best one here, because he's a method actor. And fake cop Trapper pretending to do something. So now we're gonna do a round of slap and tickle. This is how this works. They play fight for a little, get all the shots, and then take a break. Okay, we see Karn there, and just stepping all up in the blood, creating transfer patterns. Ooh, somebody brought the silly string. And now we're gonna see why we call him Bull. See how he comes into the scene, anticipating the impact, with his back arched, as he charges into them. Now it gets even better, but let's just pause it right there.
How about that? That's just a few minutes to keep you entertained and how he catches this. Folks, this goes on for an hour and 18 minutes that he put together. And I'm telling you, it's brilliant. How he uncovers and uses different social media video clips from different angles and continues to show you over and over again these idiots that played actors that pretended to be Trump supporters to cause chaos, and they had their little professional video guys and photography guys to then give it out to the world to make it look like it was real. You catching it? Definitely check this out. It is really good. Let's see. So will we get the J6 tapes given out to the public, even though we've got all kinds of videos out there that help us? Let's see. Byron Donalds.
As I understand it, I do believe the J6 tapes are going to be released. I had a brief conversation with the speaker. When it comes to members wanting to see that footage being released, there are a large number of members who want it out there. But to the two-tier system of justice in our country right now, we all know that it is unfair, the persecution of Donald Trump. But this is why we have to make sure that the rule of law continues and that the Democrats have to be held accountable for their malfeasance, what they're doing in these courtrooms all around the country. But we have to also make sure that we're protecting our Constitution and protecting the rule of law in America. You can't just go down this road of saying, well, they did it, so now we're going to do it too, especially when the volume of evidence against Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, and Joe Biden is so big, so voluminous. When you actually lay out this case, the American people will see it for exactly what it is, and then they'll be able to compare and see how radical the Democrats have come.
How radical they've become. So then a former Capitol Police chief testifies Pelosi lied about her communication with him and made him the scapegoat for J6.
Second set here. In a press conference on January 7th, Speaker Pelosi called for your resignation on national television.
I am calling for the resignation of the chief of the Capitol Police, Mr. Sund, and I have received a notice from Mr. Irving that he will be submitting his resignation.
Speaker Pelosi also stated that she had not talked to you since the initial breach of the Capitol. But according to your transcribed interview, you were on the phone with Speaker Pelosi a few times.
Well, let me just say this. Many of our Capitol Police just acted so bravely and so with such concern for the staff, for the members, for the Capitol of the United States. Many of them, and they deserve our gratitude. But there was a failure of leadership at the top of the Capitol Police, and I think Mr. Sund, he hasn't even called us since this happened. You know, so I had made aware that I would be saying that we're calling for his resignation.
Can you explain that discrepancy?
Yeah, that is that is correct. I spoke to Speaker Pelosi three times that evening, and she went on national TV and said I'd never spoken to her, but I spoke to her three times. The three times were the first time when I went over to brief Vice President Pence at the secure location. I'd called House Sergeant Arms Irving, told him I was going over to brief the Vice President. I was also going over to do a personal assessment of the Capitol. At that point, things were getting under control. Went over there, briefed him on when we can get them back into chambers with, you know, Mr. Irving being fully aware. He said he wanted to get Speaker Pelosi on the phone. He made a phone call from his cell phone at approximately 5:34, where I first briefed Speaker Pelosi.
So we know that Sun was on an interview with Tucker Carlson. It's out there on Twitter for you to watch it again, even though Fox didn't air it, so they made sure to get that out there. Also, while all of this J6 stuff is going on, you notice the White House gates were scaled by pro-Palestinian activists after they rushed Secret Service and vandalized the gates. Are they going to go after them? Are they going to have hearings? Are they going to call them terrorists? So the conflict in the Middle East has driven the left-wingers to form a mob outside the White House, and they're chanting something about Joe Biden, FJB. I'm not sure how we got on this timeline, but I'll take it. Now, what's interesting is, while that's playing out, this guy's showing you that they bust these people in.
Inside the FBI headquarters, which is near the pro-Palestinian march. If y'all want to see something really interesting, what you're about to see behind me is a lot of the buses that bus people into town for the march are literally parked outside the FBI headquarters. Talk about eerie. I don't know what's going on, but it's definitely something very interesting. And hopefully the Biden administration gets asked this question, why a bunch of pro-Palestinian marching buses were allowed to park outside the FBI today.
Yeah. Why? Why were they allowed to park there in front of the FBI? Just makes you wonder how they play all this out. Oh, and then Tlaib accuses Biden supporting genocide in Gaza.
I will tell you, this is the first time, Jen, that I have felt like the 2024 election is in great trouble for the president and for our democratic control, which is essential to moving forward.
First time you felt it. Why? Because you guys won't be able to steal it this time. You won't be able to rig the machines. You won't be able to drop in the drop boxes all of the fake ballots. It has nothing to do with Biden. I think it has to do with you guys realizing, oh shoot, we're in trouble now. Oh, what other kind of trouble might be out there? Well, what's interesting is the USDebtClock.org keeps posting new banners all the time, but one of these just came out. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Again, Noah warned the people, but they didn't listen. Prepare for the coming storm. It's upon us. It's upon us. It's going to come across so quickly, and they're not going to be ready for it. The days of Noah were some pretty sick times. Yeah. Boy, isn't that something, how they just keep posting stuff over and over again? Also, John Solomon's letting us know election fraud cases broke out in three Democrat states. New voting ordered in just one. I wonder what else is coming. I wonder what else they're going to play in front of us. I mean, we've got this debt clock. We've got the elections and more. And we've been showing this with our interview recently with Dr. Kirk Elliott. Absolutely brilliant. I'm telling you, folks, if you want to protect your money resources, it's really smart to bring your IRAs and more over to precious metals. And he keeps us updated all the time, and I'm just constantly overwhelmed with the information he provides. And we talked about these U.S. debt clock and some other things that were posted there, and here's his response.
Wealth, 1948 to 1971, 91%. And then productivity, 245%, but compensations plus 115%. What does that show you to the public when folks see these things?
Well, that shows the discrepancy between, you know, real productivity and real spending versus stimulus money, right? So you've got a massive decline in actual real terms. So what do I mean by that? So they stopped measuring MZM. MZM is the money supply that's used for foreign aid, for all the stimulus money. They stopped measuring that because they don't want anybody to know how much money they're printing, because that's really the true inflation.
Right.
M2 money supply is checking accounts, savings accounts, and money markets. It's liquid money that people have in the banks. So when you have that compensation line that's low, where, you know, the red line and the green line is high, what does that mean? It means that people don't have enough money to live on. They're going to be a net withdrawal of funds out of bank accounts. Right?
So it's really interesting. You guys check it out. November 5th, we had that interview. You can go to andweknow.com/gold. Click on that and reach out to them, and he will help you through this mess that we're going through with our nation. Part of that mess is we spent $7 trillion on this war, says General Flynn. That is a capital T for trillion in Iraq over more than 20 years. The USEMB in Baghdad is the largest and most modern of all U.S. embassies in the world. The world. What happens? Iraq calls to close the U.S. embassy and expel all Americans from military bases. Oh, yeah. He tells Barack Obama, are you proud of your third term there? It is destroying America, but maybe that's your point, right? And that's what he's telling Barack Obama on Twitter directly to him. Yeah. If we don't put America as our very first priority, then when it comes to all decisions being made right now, we face very serious consequences. Secretary of State Blinken should resign, and POTUS Biden should immediately be impeached. But the GOP is too pathetic and part of the problem. If you look to your right, Anthony Blinken made a surprise visit to Iraq wearing a bulletproof vest. Sadir Movement followers responded to a call from Muqtada al-Sadr and protested in Baghdad's Tahrir Square. And there he is. As if he thinks something bad's going to happen to him. Oh, yeah. What a disgrace. What a disgrace. Also a disgrace would be the charges of child sex and more. Ultra Pepe Lives Matter reminds us that we were told that pedophiles in our government was a conspiracy theory, yet there we have it again. They arrested former North Dakota State Senator Ray Holmberg on Monday after being accused of traveling out of the country to the Czech Republic to sleep with underage children from the years 2011 to 2016.
In North Dakota, Holmberg appeared Monday afternoon in federal court in Fargo. He was arrested by U.S. Marshals in Grand Forks. A federal grand jury charged Holmberg with two counts. The indictment claims Holmberg traveled multiple times to Czech Republic for the purpose of engaging in sex with a minor, and that he knowingly received child pornography. An investigation showed Holmberg had traded multiple text messages with another man who was jailed on child pornography charges. Nicholas Morgan DeRozier is the man Holmberg was accused of communicating with while DeRozier was in jail. He pleaded guilty to 7 counts of possession and distribution of child pornography in September. Besides the jail text, there are a number of connections between DeRozier and Holmberg. The charges, filed October 26th and unsealed Monday, come 2 years after police and federal agents raided the 79-year-old's home in Grand Forks.
Unsealed after 2 years. I wonder how many more sealed indictments are going to get opened here. What makes this worse is that he was writing budgets for the Senate Appropriations Committee, so you have yet another compromised individual handling the people's money. Are you seeing why Jeffrey Epstein was so effective? The conspiracy theorists are continually proven right about just how corrupt our government truly has been. Anons were right about everything. Everything, including bringing folks into other countries and causing division and more. We are all being played divide and conquer. If they keep us fighting with each other, we will never fight the true enemy, the establishment. Skin color, nationality, sexual identity, religion, language, profession, class, social customs, political identity, and more. An interesting day in D.C. Thousands and thousands showed up for Palestinian movement there. Showed you some of that, where they go after the White House and they're yelling at Biden. You got protests in London for Israel. Zero arrests, zero public disorders, zero firecrackers shot at the police. Police attack, zero. Zero calls for genocide, zero racial slurs, zero hateful signs. The police reported the protesters thanked them for their service. And they're reading off names of all of the people who were abducted into Gaza. And then you go into the Gaza side and you see videos like this. This lady screams, "I have 4 sons. My husband is unemployed. The whole city is unemployed. I'm not only speaking on behalf of all Gazans. I'm speaking on my family, on my behalf, but on all Gazans." And then she says, "Our kids lost 12 years of their lives for what? The son of a Hamas leader who is only 20 years old has a car, a Jeep, a home, and he's married. He has everything he wants, and our children have literally nothing. I want to send my message to everyone," she screams, "to all the world, not just Ismaili or Yair, not just Ismaili Haniyeh, Yahya Sinwar, or Abu Mazen. Come here. Come and see how Gaza is dying. Come and see how the youth just want to leave. Everyone just wants to get out." You see that? The problem's just immense on all sides. And then you head into Germany, Berlin, and you have an interview with some folks there who are immigrants that came in, and they love Islam and the Islam State. Look how these young ones have been brainwashed in what they say. He says, "What happens to homosexuals? They, according to my, I think they are being thrown off a mountain. So in the Islam State, it was skyscrapers they were thrown off of. So death sentence is definitely right. Yeah. I definitely want the Sharia here. And if you say anything else, then don't say you are part, that you are a part of Islam. Are you come, and can you reform Islam? Are you allowed to change it and say we will adapt it to the modern? Or does Islam stay the same as it was?" "It always stays the same," he says. "It always stays the same. But what have I had to add it to that so you don't understand me? You don't understand me the wrong way. The terrorist attacks, etc., that I'm allowed to kill non-believers here, that doesn't exist. You will then invite the German society to join Islam to accept Sharia? What if the Germans resist against that, if they don't want that? Then we will attack, definitely, yes. Then you will attack, and then you will use? Then you will attack, and then you will use violence?" he asks. "If you don't listen, then yes. That's a legitimate jihad, right?" "Sure, yeah," he says. "And there is nothing in the Quran that irritated you? It's all okay for you?" "Definitely. It was spoken by Allah," he says. "Cutting off the hands of a thief? Yes, that's okay. But you wouldn't feel bad? For example, you grew up with a German and then you are in the majority," and he says, "No, I don't want to submit. You wouldn't feel bad for killing him?" wouldn't feel bad for killing him either. I mean, he can live there with the jizya, etc., as Dimi as he can live. And so anyway, they go back and forth and they talk about all of these things, and they're just exposing them, saying, hey, you're here in Germany, but these are the, you're trying to bring Sharia law into this country instead of assimilating. And those are the things that are playing out in front of us all the time. Is there a military operation? According to Q, the Stormrider official page, Alliance military operations send open warning to UN, Davos, Soros, DNC, NGOs, Clinton's, Carnegie Endowment, CIA, Rockefeller's operations. Trump's statement, November 2023, quote, for any radical left charity, nonprofit, or so-called aid organization supporting these caravans and illegal aliens, we will prosecute them for their participation in human trafficking, child smuggling, and every other crime we can find. You see, not only are they coming across the borders, they're trafficking, folks. We keep hearing about it over and over again. We've proven it. Trump military ops is sending a clear warning. What's going to happen? And these statements are connected to executive orders. Executive order on combating human trafficking. By the authority vested in me as president by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, including the Trafficking Victims Protection Act, 22 USC 7101, human trafficking is a form of modern slavery. Throughout the United States and around the world, human trafficking tears apart communities, fuels criminal activity, and threatens the national security of the United States. It is estimated that millions of individuals are trafficked around the world each year, including into and within the United States. As the United States continues to lead the global fight against human trafficking, we must remain relentless in resolving to eradicate in our cities, suburbs, rural communities, tribal lands, and on our transportation networks. So, Q the Stormrider says, I've been telling you for a long time the executive order signed by President Trump is connected to military operations that is designed to take down the deep state and the massive human trafficking networks that connect to the UN, NGOs, Soros, Clintons, etc. You are beginning to see the true operations to take down the UN, etc., deep state cabal take shape. Folks, we just showed you one. We just showed you one earlier. It was important for the White Hats to let the UN, Deep State Carnegie Endowment, CIA initiate their plans to bring in immigrants from around the world and traffic humans through the southern border, giving them money and funding the Deep State human trafficking operations. Everything's being documented by White Hats Military Alliance. Behind the scenes, the military operations has been tracking the UN, World Banks, Davos Group, Clinton, CIA, Obama, Carnegie endorsement, etc. for over 16 years with story, advanced digital military-grade spyware, including using Deep State Prism Collective, all internet data, McAfee software, the classified Kraken Collector blockchain since 2012. As the world storm operations come into the final year, Trump is letting you through military comms, the arrest wars are coming and imminent. Behind the scenes, tens of thousands of immigrants and military immigrants, military units from Iran, China, South America have already been debriefed and their testimonies have already been taken by the federal agents, White Hats military operational agents, U.S. intelligence investigations. Their bank cards, RFID passports, phones already have been entered into federal military operations database with their testimonies and records that connect them to deep state operations and funding, UN, etc. Especially the past 2 years, the colossal military White Hats operation have established a clear human trafficking, child sex trafficking trade, and intentional smuggling of Iran, Chinese, South American soldiers into the U.S. The terabytes of McAfee database collection on the deep state and Epstein servers seized by the military all connects to a massive web of human trafficking into the trillions of worldwide corruption connected to world governments, presidents, prime ministers, elites, corporation groups, deep state, military, CIA, Carnegie endorsement. Trump plus the military is giving you comms, letting you know whoever was involved in opening the southern border, financing the operations is connected to world human trafficking. Trump and the military has painted a picture for the world. 11.3. While all this is happening, we're getting our comms Connecticut member Democrat judge overturns Bridgeport mayoral primary results, orders a new election. Remember, we have the video, 5:42 a.m. that was played, where they were stuffing the ballot boxes and they were caught. Folks, we have to fight, demand public disclosure, be loud, be heard. This is just the beginning. It's going to be glorious. Truth to power. Demand public disclosure. Be heard. Do something locally. Do something in your sphere of operations, social media, more. Wake these folks up, especially to what's been happening with the jab. We're watching actors die suddenly left and right. Reminder that actors were given a strict vaccine mandate. All of them were not unable to show up on set without being fully vaxxed. Get ready to see more of this, of Tyler Christopher dead at 50, ex-husband of Eva Longoria, an actor who appeared on General Hospital in Days of Our Lives, passes away following a cardiac event in his San Diego apartment. Just 50. I've showed you this over and over again. Below is not a history lesson, says General Flynn. This short missive is a lesson in reality. The reality now smacking us across our heads like a 2x4. In 1838, at the age of 28, Abraham Lincoln gave an address to a group of young men gathered in Springfield, Illinois. His speech was titled "The Perpetuation of Our Political Institutions." The specific topic of Lincoln's speech was citizenship in a constitutional republic and threats to U.S. institutions. In the speech, Lincoln discussed in glowing terms the political regime established by the founding fathers, but warned of a destructive force from within. He said, "Shall we expect some transatlantic military giant to step the ocean and crush us at a blow? Never. All the armies of Europe, Asia, and Africa combined with all the treasure of the earth in their military chest with a Bonaparte for a commander could not by force take a drink from the Ohio or make a track on the Blue Ridge in a trial of 1,000 years. Lincoln then asked the audience, "At what point then is the approach of danger to be expected?" Lincoln answered, "If it ever reach us, it must spring up amongst us. It cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. As a nation of freemen, we must live through all time or die by suicide." General Flynn said, "If Lincoln could see this at the ripe old age of 28, nearly 185 years ago, why can't a large chunk of American citizens not see this? Our nation's destruction is not due to overseas threats. It's principally due to our own complacency as citizens. For our constitutional republic to prevail, for our institutions to not collapse from within, citizens must get involved. I implore those that read this to discuss with your families, your churches, your clubs, your communities, your elected officials, anyone willing to listen, that the time is now to recognize what President Lincoln stated 22 years before he became the President of the United States, that our demise will not be from without, but from within. In his well-known and eloquent oratory style, Lincoln was reminding those attending his speech that local action as citizens mattered then as it matters now. The time is to stand up now. Step up and speak up." And so as we play all of this through over and over again, many of us have seen and heard of those that are serving on the front lines for us even today. And I was encouraged and thought that it was important after I saw some posts, especially for our veterans. We've had the Navy birthday ball. We have the Marine Corps birthday coming up and more. Why not read this from Merch? "I'm not easily moved to emotions, but give this a read. It's long, just a few minutes. Bravo, Anne Margaret. Richard, my husband never really talked a lot about his time in Vietnam other than he had been shot by a sniper. However, he had a rather grainy 8x10 black and white photo he had taken at a USO show of Anne Margaret with Bob Hope in the background that was one of his treasures. A few years ago, Anne Margaret was doing a book signing at a local bookstore. Richard wanted to see if he could get her to sign the treasured photo, so he arrived at the bookstore at 12 o'clock for the 7:30 signing. When I got there after work, the line went all the way around the bookstore, circled the parking lot, and disappeared behind a parking garage. Before her appearance, bookstore employees announced that she would sign only her book and no memorabilia would be permitted. Richard was disappointed but wanted to show her the photo and let her know how much those shows meant to lonely GI so far from home. And Margaret came out looking as beautiful as ever. And as a second in line, it was soon Richard's turn. He presented the book for her signature and then took out the photo. When he did, there were many shouts from the employees that she would not sign it. Richard said, "I understand, just wanted to see her to see it." She took one look at the photo, tears welled up in her eyes, and she said, "This one of my gentleman from Vietnam, and I most certainly will sign this photo. I know what these men did for their country, and I always have time for my gentleman." With that, she pulled Richard across the table, planted a big kiss on him. She then made quite a to-do about the bravery of the young men she met over the years, how much she admired them, how much she appreciated them. There weren't too many dry eyes among those close enough to her. She then posed for pictures and acted as if he were the only one there. That night was a turning point for him. He walked a little straighter and for the first time in years was proud to have been a vet. I'll never forget Ann Margaret for her graciousness and how much that small act of kindness meant to my husband. Later at dinner, Richard was quiet. When I asked if he'd like to talk about it, my big, strong husband broke down in tears. Quote, "That's the first time anyone ever thanked me for my time in the Army," he said. "I now make it a point to say thank you to every person I come across who served in our armed forces. Freedom does not come cheap, and I am grateful for all those who have served their country. If you'd like to pass this story, feel free to do so. Perhaps it will help others to become aware of how important it is to acknowledge the contribution of our service people and what they make." This is absolutely amazing. It made me think of a song that I heard recently when I went to visit the Isaacs. Jimmy Yeary is married to Sonia Isaacs. And he wrote a song. And it absolutely will drive you, if not to tears, to just remember everything that we've been going through. And he explains why he wrote this song, Jimmy Yeary. And it reminds me, you guys know that the Isaacs are going to be joining us and singing at every time that we have a gathering on the Holland American line when we're together August 11th through 18th. You can sign up for that at Sea with LT. And we can listen to them sing. I'm not sure if Jimmy's going to be there or not, but I know the Isaacs will be there. And their love for the Lord, their love for just people is absolutely brilliant. When I heard this song, It just really grabbed me and made me realize more people need to hear this. More folks need to know about the sacrifices that have been made for our country. And he wrote this song, "I Drive Your Truck," and we're going to close with this today.
It's going to make me cry, this song.
Oh, you know, we write songs, we try to feel things so you can feel them, right? We try to tell stories and we try to tell them and feel them and live them so that you can relate to them. And we don't want to be phony about it. We want to get in. And that's why we know each other so well. We get to know each other on a personal level. We know our problems. We know our brokenness, our vulnerabilities, what makes us laugh, cry. We're just buddies. And I think that's what's required to write songs that are vulnerable, that make you feel good. No matter what you're feeling, you can bet we're feeling it when we write it. And one day, Connie Harrington called me, and she had heard a story, an interview on NPR radio. And they interviewed a guy by the name of Paul Monte. And they asked Paul about his son, Jared Monte. And Jared Monte had fought in Afghanistan, and he was killed on his third attempt to save members of his battalion, one of which was his dear friend. And they asked Paul, the father, how you cope with the loss of such a wonderful hero, such a wonderful son, which Jared was. And he said, "I drive his truck." He said, "It's exactly the way it was the day he left. The radio's on the same station, the change in the ashtray. It chokes me up to tell the story about this every single time. Why? Because I felt it. We felt it when we wrote it, and that's why so many other people felt it and they related to it." So proud of this song, and thank you all for having us here tonight. Thank you. This is called "I Drive Your Truck."
incense in the ashtray, half-empty bottle of Gatorade rolling in the floorboard. That dirty Braves cap on the dash, dog tags hanging from the rear view, old school can of cowboy boots and a gold army shirt folded in the back. This thing burns gas like crazy, but that's all. People got their ways of coping, I got mine. I drive your truck, I roll every window down, and I burn up every back road in this town. I find a field, tear it up till all the pain's a cloud of dust. Yes, yeah, son, I drive your truck. I leave that radio playing, same old country station where you left it. Yeah, man, I crank it up, and you'd probably punch my arm right now if you saw this tear rolling down. Man, I'm trying to be tough. Mama asked me this morning if I'd been by your grave. But that flag and stone ain't where I feel you anyway. I drive your truck, roll every window down, and I burn up every back road in this town. Drive your truck, I roll every window down, and I burn up every back road in this town. I find a field, tear it up till all the pain's a cloud of dust. Yeah, sometimes, brother, sometimes drive your truck. I drive your truck. I hope you don't mind. Hope you don't mind. I drive your truck. Thank you, Jared Money, for what you did for this country. Thank y'all so much.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the reminder of how much you care about us, how much you want us to know everything that you've set up, all that you've directed to get us to the point where we're at today. To remind us not to be upset or angry towards each other, but to love each other while the enemy's trying to divide us. To reach out to our veterans and tell them thank you. To reach out those who've lost loved ones and let them know we're praying for them. To those that are going through monetary hardships, we lift them up to you. Those with sickness, for healing. We know you're the great physician, for those that are struggling with depression. May you touch their hearts even now. May they sense comfort and rest and know that it's from you. May they cry out to you for forgiveness and for mercy on their lives. And especially thanking you for your son. Thank you for how you continue to protect us through these strange times. Protect our minds, realizing the psyop that's been played on us through the enemy and his media and his music and his Hollywood and all these other things that he owns. You have put a force field around our hearts, our minds, and our families, and we thank you for that. In our small part of this time frame and this time that we are on earth, we have the ability to cry out to you. Please continue to protect all of those on the front lines, those that are working without knowing their names. May they be blessed millions of times over. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Folks, I hope you have a blessed day. Thank you for hitting that subscribe button, if you would, and the like button. We are definitely going through a lot, seeing so many things play out. We don't have all the answers, but we do know. Boy, it feels good. It's really good. Don't you agree? Whew. So thank you once again for your prayers and your support. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Him We Know. Signing out.